Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Will you lay on your back, please? No problem. Send your legs up on a vertical line and clasp your hands at the back of your head. Some springtime awakening. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Flex your feet. Firm up your legs. Lift your chin off your chest a bit. Through your nose, take a breath in. As you exhale, pulse. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Arms underneath your bum. Keep your legs as they are. Drop your legs one third towards your mat. Drop your legs another third towards your mat. Make your legs hover 2 inches from the floor. And pause for a moment. Flex your feet and firm up your legs. Now bend your right knee and bring your right knee into your chest, but make your upper thigh bone perpendicular to your mat and your upper shin bone parallel to your mat. Flex both feet. Now listen carefully. Keep your left leg straight. Straighten your right leg so both legs are straight. Bring your left knee in and have control. Straighten your left leg. Bring your right knee in. Right leg out. Pull your legs to the center line of your body. Left knee in. Left leg out. Right knee in. Right leg out. Both legs up. Bring your knees into your body. Really good. Now clasp your hands at the back of your head and do some bicycle. Do some bicycle. No, do bicycle. Flex your feet. Integrate consciousness into the baby toe edges of each foot. The belly to your spine. Just a couple more. Tap opposite elbow to opposite knee. Five, four, three, two, one. Legs up. Sit on your forearms or arms by your side. Head and shoulder blades off your mat. Drop your legs one third towards your mat. Relax your jaw. Another third. Your legs go down. Make your legs hover 2 inches from the mat. Five, four, three, two, one. Legs up. Bring your knees into your body. Grab underneath your thighs. Rock and roll. Head to heels. Cross your ankles. Downward dog. Empower your foundation. Discover new space between your hands and your feet. Add a few inches. Ignite your hands and your feet. So muscularly, spread out your fingers, spread out your toes. And spin your heels away from each other a little bit. Bend your knees. Increase the muscle energy moving through your shoulders, through your arms, down into the index finger knuckles. So push the mat away from you and lift your sitting bones to the ceiling. Make your thumbs touch, please. And take your right hand to your left ankle. Gaze under your left armpit. Right hand to left ankle. Gaze under your left armpit. I always sniff my arm when I do this. I take a little sniff just to check in. Make your thumbs touch. Take your left hand to your right ankle. Suck the air in. Suck it in. Okay, down dog. Feet together. Right leg go high. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the left. Wake up the skin in between your toes. Charge up the muscles between your fingers. Press the floor away from you, pull your belly to your spine. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. Now wake up the skin between your fingers and charge up the muscles in your feet. And with awakened feet, walk to the front of your mat. Bend your knees and clasp your hands at your lower back. It's a good time to use a yoga strap. It's such a good tool to access space that you wouldn't otherwise access without the strap. So you just bring your hands inside the loop of the strap, bend your knees, and access some space in the pelvis. Now with your knees bent, stick your butt out. Press your collarbones to the front of the studio, like your sitting bones and your collarbones are playing tug of war. Take a huge breath in, bow forward. You see how much more space you got there? Yeah, drop your head towards your mat, open your two eyes. Gazing at one physical point is the foundation underneath your physical foundation. You could say it's your metaphysical foundation, a way of anchoring into the practice. And it's simple. It's not easy because the brain is on overload or has overload and usually on high alert. And this is a great way to begin. Just get good blood flow into the brain. So you don't want any tension in your neck or the artery that carries blood to the brain will dilate. Straighten your legs little by little, and you create the stretch. You don't want the stretch to be severe. Awakening. Straighten your legs a little more. Yeah, lean into it. Intense, for sure. No doubt about it. Not overwhelming, though. Drop your hands to your mat. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Connect to your 10 toes. Lengthen your 10 toes. Lengthen your 10 fingers. Now pull your belly to your spine. From your core, ground your feet into the floor. And from your feet, rise up through your 10 fingertips. Press the floor more and catch the rebound through the sidelines of your body, through your upper arm bones. And go beyond your fingertips. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in, bend your knees, bow forward. Drop your head towards your mat, make it a true bow where there's no tension in your neck. Come halfway up, breathe in, study lengthening your spine. You have to bring the whole body into view. Always start with your feet, put your feet on 12 o'clock. And when I say bring your whole body into view, I'm referring to setting your gaze on one point. So your brain is enrolled in the whole body, and each pose is holistic. Try bending your knees a little more. Just access some space, new space for the pelvis. Stick your butt out. Press your collarbones forward and feel your spine energetically dynamic. Consciousness moving from the tailbone to the crown of the head, from the crown of the head to the tailbone, and an alternating current tuned up with the length of your in-breath and the length of your out-breath. You can feel that line being defined. Every time you breathe in, every time you breathe out. It's a beautiful meditation just to pause and flat back, because we come back to this pose a lot and we don't hold it. So you want to really anchor your consciousness into this form right now. Step back, high plank. And this is the beginning of the practice. We intentionally move slow and deliberate to grow flow. You have to grow flow, and it's from being deliberate and intentional. Take your heels forward and pin each and every knuckle into your mat. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Keep your knuckles flat on your mat. Up dog, or you do baby cobra, or any adaptation. It's power yoga, an empowering practice. Down dog, a practice that you create. This is what's empowering, is that you create it. You adapt, you modify, you work with what you got. You're not fixing anything, you're not trying to do anything right, you're not trying to do anything wrong, you're just here. That's perfect that you're here. I acknowledge you, you didn't have to be here. You chose to be here. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. A complete forward bend. Lean into it. Straighten your legs a little more. Ground your feet in the earth. Sweep up. Get as much air into your lungs as possible. More, more. Bow forward. Halfway up. High to low plank. You can rest your body on your mat in low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Now some of you are brand new to the heat. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Like really good luck. And you just be yourself. You know? Yeah, take child's pose. Will you? Child's pose. Bring your knees to your mat and make your big toes touch. Sit back on your heels. Drop your forehead to your mat. This is a powerful pose. This is not a rest. It's a regrouping. And don't think that you're going to get less if you do less. A lot of the times, if you're a beginner, you'll get more from doing less. And I invite you to take this pose whenever you need it. The body has needs. It needs to move. It needs air. It needs water. It needs love. And all of that that you need is here this morning. So you don't have to force anything. You don't have to try hard. You might not need to take child's pose. It's just an offer. It's an offering. You make the higher call. Okay, tabletop. Set your gaze at one point in between your hands. And be mindful that your foundation is sound. Index fingers on 12 o'clock. And your feet aren't sickling in or out. Your feet point straight back like they do an upward dog. Okay, through your nose, take a big breath in. Roll over your toes, downward dog. Now generate ujjayi breath. Breathe in and out of your nose, but make the sound come from your throat. It takes practice. Okay, let's do that together. Breathe in. Empty out. Breathe in. Empty out. Fill your lungs. Empty your lungs. One more massive breath in. Push it out. Uddiyana, pull your belly to your spine. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up. Forward bend. Chair pose. Bend your knees a lot till you almost tip over. And do a quick check-in at your feet. You want to be able to see your toes. If you can't see your toes, you want to sit back into the center of each heel and start a fire. You'll feel the heat begin to build from your feet as you spread out your toes. And as you bring your toes into eye shot, you'll feel the muscles in your shins light up. Drop another 6 inches and you'll enroll your quads. Now pull all that energy up. Pull your belly up to your spine. Spread out your fingers. Take a big breath in. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, right side warrior one. Now the warrior's path begins by building fire. Inner fire. Your eyes focused on one point is the beginning of your physical practice. Now, if you want to check in at your feet and be mindful that your heels are either on one line or you broaden the foundation right to left. And this is the first inquiry in every pose. Is your foundation built on rock? Spread your toes across your mat. Now, drop your hips low. You want your hips to be low but buoyant. So you're yielding to gravity. And you're rising with grace. Feel it as you breathe out. Ground your feet in your mat. And as you breathe in, lift your sternum to the ceiling. Spread out your fingers. That's it. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Clear gaze. You're in your power. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill your lungs. Empty your lungs. Your biggest breath in. Bring your hands to the floor. Low plank. Upward dog, spread out your fingers, wake up the skin, the muscles, and the bones of each hand. Downward dog. Left side warrior one. And when I'm speaking of building a fire, an inner fire, I'm referring to activating yourself metabolically. Now to do that, you have to enroll the brain into the body. This is why your gaze is the keystone pillar and supporting your physical practice. Once your brain is in gear, you can be up to something bigger than doing a yoga pose. Yeah, be intentional creating the physical foundation of the pose, but be up to something bigger than yourself. Who cares what the pose looks like? Bring your feeling, bring your love, even if you don't know what that means. It takes a lot of love to see one point clearly and to embrace that point. And to be with that point, that takes love and attention. Let's cultivate that and collect it together by breathing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Through your nose, breathe in. Through your nose, breathe out. Now your biggest breath in. Bring your hands to the earth. Low plank. Up dog. Have a sensitivity in the skin of your hands. And the skin at the tops of your feet. If you want to add a little intensity, press the tops of your feet in your mat, lift your legs off the floor, and then feel like you're dragging the tops of your feet towards the crease of your wrists, and the crease of your wrists towards your hips. Yeah, and you feel your thoracic spine move into your chest. Some of you are ready to lift your chin away from your chest. Locate your thigh bones, and from your thigh bones, go back, down dog. Wow, that's deliberate, intentional creation. Now we want to forget all that and just be in flow. Flow is alive. It's beating your heart. It's changing the seasons. You surrender into it. Breathe in. Breathe out. And it's not a passive surrendering. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, bow forward. Thunderbolt, bow down. Long spine, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, right side warrior one. Just be willing to be moved. Low plank, generous listening. Up dog. Down dog, left side warrior one, clear seeing. Be intentional where you place your feet, your hands. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog, just discovering new space. Your body as unique space, being cleared from physical debris, psychological debris. Literally clearing your space so air flows. Mind flows. Breathe in. Empty out. Walk or leap your hands. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Fold forward. Long spine. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side. Go. Smooth as melting ice. Low plank. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior one. When the breath flows, the body flows. Chaturanga, when the breath's ragged, body's ragged. Up dog, down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee and be conscious at the soles of your feet. Flip your dog. And now ground the center of each heel through the musculature on the bottoms of your feet. Pull your thigh bones to the center line of your body. Suck your belly down to your spine. And from your heart center, radiate through all 10 fingers. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. You want your exertion to be exhilarating. So maybe bringing your bottom knee down will be enough. Longer baby fingers, longer baby toes. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. You want to get to know yourself? Get to know your baby toe. Right foot forward, crescent lunge. And this is a good pose to discover. Especially the back baby toe. Can you spin your back heel away from the center line of your mat and ground the baby toe mound on your back foot in the floor? Baby toe mound, big toe mound of both feet into the mat. And bring your hands to your heart center. Gaze at your fingertips. Take a spine lengthening in-breath. Twist to the right. Stay with your gaze at your fingertips. You can shift your gaze to your front foot or the floor or the ceiling, but be intentional. You're in brain and gut training. In order to rinse the gut, you need to contain the lower body as if it were earth, as if it were a container. So spread out your toes. Pull the heads of the thigh bones and the pelvis. It feels like you're wrinkling up the mat in between your feet front to back. You can straighten your arms. About 5 more counts. If your back knee is not on the floor, pull the back quadricep to the back thigh bone. Go tight. Build earth and fire. Take a huge breath in. Twist, empty out. Don't rush. Warrior two. Catch the in-breath. Now, ride the exhalation into side angle pose. And it's a lot like that. Riding the breath. Riding a current. Being moved by a current. Feel it. On an exhalation, wrap your upper arm around your back. Now, you can kind of study breath and movement becoming one as you move from pose to pose. As you move within the pose, even if the shifts are micro movements, you want to link up breath and movement so they're one. And it's a dance. When you breathe in, there's expansion. You can redefine the form of the pose. On your exhalation, there's a softening. There's a contracting. A few more counts. See, when your eyes are steady, you can pick up on that subtle quality of movement. You got a huge breath in. Look to your mat, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. This is vinyasa. A high quality of expansion and contraction, a consciousness around that. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, stay here, or flip your dog. So in the beginning of the class, I was referring to you making the higher call. There's an opportunity for you to make the higher call when you're at your edge. When you're at your edge, you're not in ordinary consciousness. You're actually in an extraordinary consciousness. You're more in your senses. You're more alive. High plank, heels to the left, right arm to the sky. So there's a training at your edge to notice if you go into panic mode. In fact, it's not your edge if you're in panic mode. You've gone beyond your edge. Or you haven't got to your edge right now and there's a dullness in the pose. You gotta push a little bit and at the same time yield. Chaturanga, this is science. Up dog. Down dog, the study of the self with the big S, the expanding self. Left side crescent lunge. And we know this, in order to expand, we have to contract, we have to pull in. Consider this the art of asana, of pulling into yourself, getting to know yourself, exploring your body. Bring your hands to your heart center. Breathe in, prayer twist to the left. So begin this exploration with whatever's touching the floor. You could bring your back knee to the floor. Without stability, it's like you're building on sand. Lift your back heel away from your mat. You'll actually lose stability if your back heel gets close to your mat. Make your back foot perpendicular to the floor. Okay, pull in through the back quadricep. Go tight. That's it. Heads of the thigh bones pull in. Thumb knuckles, pull them into the sternum or straighten your arms. You can put a block under your lower hand. About five counts. Each time you breathe in, anchor your back leg, lengthen your spine. Every time you breathe out, keep your back leg earthy and rotate through the axis of the spine. A huge breath out, empty. Warrior two. On an exhalation, side angle pose. Now you can observe it. You can listen. On an exhalation, time it. Half bind. Spread your toes across your mat and press the outer ankle and your back foot towards the floor. Nudge your front knee forward and to the left. Now keep the rigor in your back leg. Go tight. Lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button as your tailbone drops to your mat. Now a few more counts. Locate your lower ribs. Pull them into the center line of your body and puff up your mid-back. Take a big breath in. Look to your mat, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. All right, just making ourselves available so the universe can shape us. Big breath in, empty out, push your mat away from you. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up, forward bend. Thunderbolt, bring your hands to your heart center. Gaze at your fingertips. Now prayer twist to the right. Take your left elbow past your right thigh. Stay with your hands in a prayer. Pull your thumb knuckles in your sternum and create your pranayama practice. It's as if you were chiseling away all the excess marble and releasing the statue from the stone. Just by staying in the pose and letting the breath, letting life force, letting the universe work its wonder on your body. You don't have to try hard. You just have to hold the space. Not hold your breath. Hold the space and let the air flow. Sit back into the center of each heel. Create sustainable earth. Outer shins in. Yeah, and if you stay with your hands in a prayer, you got to pull the thumb knuckles in your sternum. Elevate off the front of your thighs. If you straighten your arms, you can put a block under your lower hand. You could bind. About five more counts. When you breathe out, discover pulling your belly to your spine. When you breathe out, tuck your chin to your chest and keep turning and spinning more. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hook your big toes with your peace fingers so the palms face in towards each other. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Fold forward. Now take your shoulders down your back. Do you see how they can lift up to your earlobes? So take your shoulders down your back. Take your elbows out to the sides of the room. Now simultaneously, begin to straighten your legs, lean into it, and pull the crown of your head towards the floor. Press into my hand that's on your bum. Press into my hand, this hand. You see how I'm pushing you down? Don't let that happen. You lift your butt up. Keep going. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You feel that? That's it. Lean into it. Create resistance. Resistance is your teacher. Lean in. Pull the crown of your head to the floor. Straight legs. Awesome. Let go of your toes. Crow pose. Be a yes for crow. Even if it means you start on a block. Five. Press the inner heels, the inner big toe mounds together. Four. Claw the floor. Three. Two. Shoot back. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Hey, walk, jump, or hop to the front of your mat. Halfway up. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Hands to your heart center. Gaze at your fingertips. Prayer twist to the left. Now on the fly, shift your gaze to your toes. It is so important to create your ground. I spoke to this at the beginning of your practice. Your gaze is your metaphysical foundation. So you have the physical foundation, the muscles, the bones of the feet, the skin. That's the foundation, the physical foundation. Sit back into the center of each heel. Keep refining the foundation. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Yeah, so being intentional, creating and sustaining the physical foundation of the pose and being up to something bigger than just doing a yoga pose. Be in your seat, in your throne, your space of power. So when fight, flight, or freeze mechanism gets triggered, you disrupt that. A few more counts. And you rest and digest. You relax and you renew. Turn more. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Gorilla pose. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrist and let the crease of your wrist be a measure. Make your toes go past it. Now receive your feet with your hands. Be conscious of the skin, the muscles, and the bones of the hands. Now receive your hands with the skin, the muscle, and the bones of the feet. It's powerful to be conscious of the hands and the feet. Even more powerful to bring the hands and the feet together. This is how we work. We begin from the periphery and we move in. We become conscious of the shape and we begin to move in to space. Lean back, slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Press your feet down on your mat. Stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. You're doing awesome. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Eagle. Bend your knees. Take your arms out to the side. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm underneath your left arm. And keep your two eyes working together, just like you have your limbs working together. Five, now work the vertical plane. Four, stack your shoulders over your hips, neutral hips. Three, front of your pelvis up, tailbone drops to your mat. Two, sweep up, left side eagle pose. Yeah, begin from the ground up. First, neutralize the pelvis. First, do that. Neutralizing is the experience of either sticking your bum out in a dog tilt, or for most of us, an eagle, it's lifting the front of the pelvis till belly button. Then shoulders over the hips. Yeah, breathe out. Pull into the center line of your body. Sweep up. Right side flow. Just be gotten by the flow. Five. Four, it's your gaze. Three, that puts you right into your yogic zone. Two, sweep up. Left side eagle pose. So the field of vision out of the left eye, the field of vision out of the left eye converge, and there's just one field of vision. You see peripheral, straight ahead. Breathe out, pull into the center line. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing leg raise. Come to the front of your mat and balance on your left leg. Bring your right knee up to the level of your waist. And you keep your right hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip, or straighten your upper leg out in front of you. One, two, make your lips touch. Three, four, take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. A power line from the tailbone to the crown of the head. Track your upper leg to center. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Airplane pose. Listen for the stream of breath. It'll propel you forward and up. It's calm determination. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon. Target where your bottom hand is going to land. Be mindful that you're at the front of your mat. Yeah, come up to the front. Yeah. Put your bottom foot on 12 o'clock. Good, good. Yeah, just work with that. Keep working with it. You can stay in half moon or bend your upper knee, half bow. You're doing great, Sam. Get in there, brother. You're doing great. Five. Four, pull your belly to your spine. Three, pull the lower ribs to the center line. Two, ragdoll. Good work. Drop your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together. Press down on your mat, stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Standing leg raise. Balance on your right leg. Left knee up to the level of your waist. Right hand to your hip. Stay here. Straighten your upper leg in front of you. Impeccable gaze. Committed ujjayi breath. Take your upper leg to the left. Use the loop. Gaze to the right. Bring your hands inside the loop. Bring your upper leg back to center. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Airplane pose. Lit up at the fingertips and toe tips like collision lights. Light them up. Can you feel how that carries energy from the core through the legs, through the arms? You wake up your feet and your hands. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon. It's good if you put two blocks stacked wide side down. That way there's good surface area for your fingertips. Come up on your claw. Yeah, you want to get some good space in your right hip crease, the bottom hip crease. You feel that? You can take half bow. Get your thumb tip and finger baby. Yeah, get down there. There you go. As you yield into the bottom arm, it loosens up the bottom hamstring more. Tighten this up. Five. Four. Three. Good, Mark. Good. Two. Ragdoll. Way to go. Drop your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together. Press down into your mat. Stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Place your right foot to your left inner thigh. And bring your hands together over your heart center. Gaze at one point. May what I'm experiencing right now serve my awakening. Put your hands at your heart. Take your shoulders back. Drop your chin to your chest. Lift your arms to the ceiling. From your core, ground your feet into earth. From your core, rise up through the spine line, through your upper arm bones, into, through your fingertips. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Switch. Balance on your right leg. Left foot to your right inner thigh. The body that's on your mat is awakening. Simply through gazing at one physical point. Standing behind the eyes. Standing behind the ears and becoming a sensual being. One who can feel and one who can heal not only themselves, their unique space, but the space around their physical bodies. They start to emit a vibration. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Who you are, how you stand beyond words. This is the practice to communicate non-verbally how we stand. You know, who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you say, like that. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Come to the front of your mat if you're not there. Press your feet in the floor, arms go up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side. Warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. Now be intentional, creating the physical foundation of the pose. And being up to something bigger than yourself. So that means you get your shine on. You bring the energy of triangle into the space of your body. Like some sunshine, some solar energy from your solar plexus. So activate that region in the body. Pull your belly to your spine. Charge up your legs by spreading out your toes. A few more counts. Megawatts at your fingertips. It's that type of charge that's moving through your limbs. Hey, breathe out. Stand up. That's good, good, good. Bring your hands to your hips. Face the left side of the room. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. And drop your right arm by your side. Bend your elbows and catch your hands at your mid-back. You got it. You get it. Ground your feet in your mat. Breathe in. Fold forward. You're good. Check your foundation. So feet parallel to one another. Now spread out your toes. You can have your feet pigeon-toed a little bit. But be intentional. Either feet are parallel or pigeon-toed. But you chose that and then you executed what you chose. You can look to see if it happened. Your toes in and your heels out. You breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Face the front of the studio. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Build on rock. Lift your collarbones up to the ceiling. Breathe in. Now fold forward. Bow over your front leg. You can recreate your foundation by separating your feet front to back. Lengthen your spine. And lift your right lung up higher than your left lung. Twisting triangle. Put a block under your left hand. Maybe two of them. You can take your right hand to your hip. Check it out. Square your hips to your mat. You can bend your front knee. You can lift your back heel away from the floor. Once your hips are squared, you have some freedom. You can take your right arm to the sky. Five. Four. You pull forward away from me. You keep going. Three. Yeah, like that. Keep going. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side, warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. So being masterful with your foundation is being up to something bigger than just doing a yoga pose. And connect to earth. Connect to nature. Yeah, spread out your toes more. Receive the earth with the soles of your feet. Activate your core, belly to your spine. Core to the extremities. Five counts. Contract your lower ribs. Pull them into the center line of your body. And intentionally bring some shine to your mid-back. Breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your left toes to the right side of the room. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. This is great movement to keep your shoulders healthy. Left arm down. Bend your elbows. Catch your hands at your upper back. Press the floor. Breathe in. Bow forward. You know, the systematic diversity of this practice, we access the whole ground of the body. There's not a tissue in our body that doesn't receive mindfulness. Maybe in the beginning because we're just not practiced with breathing. And you see, if you want to get the awakening in your toes, you got to get a long streamline in breath. And to drain the extremities, to pull back in, you got to breathe out. It's the movement from the core to the periphery, from the periphery to the core, brought to you through breathing. Breathe in, empty out, stand up, face front. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Now the shape of the pose is just to create space. Yeah? Breathe in, fold over your front leg. So there's no right or wrong, just discovering new space every day. Maybe it's just the angle of the back toes. Maybe they're more towards 3 o'clock today and less towards two, yeah? And then yesterday they were more towards two and less towards three. Okay, lengthen your spine and lift your left lung up. Twisting triangle. Place your block down. You could bring it to the inside of your front foot. You could bring it to the outside of your front foot. Build with intention. And now you feel that maneuverability by bending your front knee or lifting your back heel off your mat. Five, step your back foot up a little bit. More. Four. There you go. Three. Two. Chaturanga. That was good. Upward dog. Downward dog. Great work. High plank. Lower to your mat. Four, three, two, one. Feel the firm surface of the mat pushing into the soft front body. Give your other cheek some love. Flip your head. Locust pose. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Bring your forehead or chin to your mat. Pull in. Legs. See how the legs splay out? Pull them into the center line. Firm up your quadriceps, triceps. Press the floor. Lift up. Always move from your bones. In asana practice and physical yoga, you want to locate bones and then move as if you're moving from your bones. So lift the front of your thigh bones off your mat and lift your upper arm bones to the ceiling. A few more counts. Make your neck as long as it can be. Drop down to the mat. Good work. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. If you want to do cactus arms or flying squirrel, you can do that. Pull in, legs in, scapula in, press your pelvis in your mat. Every other bone floats. So no matter where you are, upper arm bones go up to the sky and pull your scapula into the midline. Locate your inner thigh bones. Lift your legs up to the ceiling from your inner thigh bones. Different than just lifting your legs up to the ceiling. No, lifting your legs from your inner thigh bones. Come down to the floor. Bow pose. Bend your knees. Option to do one leg at a time. So before you go up, before you activate muscularly, pull your thigh bones in to the center line and flex your feet. Activate the muscles that pull the baby toe edge of the feet down on the mat. Press down on the floor and lift up. Both ends up, just like a bow. Five. Usually what default is having a deficiency of muscle energy in the legs. Four, an excess of straining in the upper body. Three, so at ease in the upper body. More muscle energy in the legs. Two, come down to the mat. Oh, sorry about that. Bow pose, one more. Pull in. Discover pulling in, press down your mat and lift up. So give up any rigidity. A lot of the times, if you just kind of shift from the right to the left a little bit, you could tip over and go to the side, but just a little bit, maybe front to back, you can explore into any resistance that you're not conscious of. And then just bring consciousness to the resistance. Don't resist the resistance. Be a yes to the resistance and breathe into it. A few more counts, stay with. Know when you want to come out of the pose, that's when the pose begins. Okay, with care, come back to the floor. Up dog. Down dog. Bend your knees, lift your sitting bones to the ceiling. Renew the space in your lower back. Bring your knees to your mat, camel pose. Yeah. Let's do half camel. Step your right foot forward. So you're on your knees, you'll step your right foot forward. And now what happens in half camel, you guys, is the front shin gets wobbly. So you don't want that. Plug the center of the front heel in your mat. Lift your right arm to the sky. You can keep your left hand at your hip or reach back and grab your back heel. If you want to curl your back toes under, you can do that. Five. So bring your front knee forward and over to the front baby toe. Four. Bring your left lung forward. Three. Rise up through the sternum. Two. Down dog. And know that you're not leaning in your back arm. Your back arm is there, tethering your upper body to the earth. Otherwise, your upper body would just go way up. Okay, knees to the floor, left foot forward. There's uplift through the sternum. Up, and the thoracic spine goes up through the chest. And you have your right arm tethering you to the ground as you lift up. Five, ground the center of your front heel in your mat. Four, belly to your spine. Three, right lung forward. Keep turning, right lung forward. Two, down dog. Great. Camel pose, drop your knees to your mat. Full on, full frontal. The deep front line of your body. Five, press your hips forward. You'll feel your foundation ground through your mat. Three, as you press down, lift your spine up to your chest. Two, down dog. Drop your knees to your mat, cross your ankles, lay on your back. Nothing's like good intense heat for back bends, huh? Great ally. Ground your feet in your mat. Take your arms by your side if they're not there and lift your hips off the floor. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Five, walk your shoulder blades to the center line of your body. Four, discover that action, your shoulder blades moving into the spine line, pushing your spine up to your chest. All right, bring your bum to your mat. All right, how about five wheels for Cinco de Mayo? I don't even care about Cinco de Mayo either. But I'm going to celebrate it, you know why? Because everybody else is celebrating, and I'm up for a party, so. Okay, ready? Reset your feet. Sam, you ready for this?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got Karen's back? Okay, ready?
Pull
in your belly to the spine, press your hands and your feet in your mat, and lift up. You can start at the top of your head. Five, four, three, press into your mat, two, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the floor. Is Cinco de Mayo a big drinking day? Is it? You know what? You know what's so funny about May the 4th be with you? I was so excited. One of my yoga teachers from a friend of mine was just like, tomorrow's May the 4th, you've got to be ready. And I was so ready to be like, May the 4th be with you, and I missed it. I taught three classes, missed it all day. All right, ready? Reset your hands and your feet. You ready, Sam?
Yeah.
You got it. Press down on your mat and lift up. Help each other out. Be in your power. Five. You know, this is how you affect the space around you. Four. Three. Two. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. That's right. Three more. Ready? Press down on your mat and lift up. Now, this is the energy you're putting out into the world. And it doesn't matter if you do bridge a wheel. It's your intention behind bridge a wheel. Five, to create something new. Four, to give something up. Three, two, bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. What could you give up right now? Like, you could give something up that would help you move forward. Something. What could it be? Something? Anybody? What?
Dread.
Dread? Could you give up dread? You can't give up bread? Yeah, you don't want to eat bread right now. Okay, ready? Two more? What are you giving up? Two more? Press down and come on up. It's something. Yeah, if you're up in wheel, it's because you're giving something up. And it doesn't, okay, if you're in bridge, okay, you're injured, that's okay. Five, four, three, two, come down. Good job. He's keeping his word, huh? It's a way to work, Sam. All right, last one. Last one. Yeah, Sam, you count this one out, okay? Sam. Sam's a veteran. All right, Sam.
Everybody up.
Oh. Count 10.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Louder.
Six,
louder.
5. Four, three, two, one.
Awesome. Good job. Good job. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Sam got a lot out of that. He did. And knees out like a butterfly and just relax. Man, you when you come out and you're seen and you share, that's soul food. We feed off that. When you come out of your shell and you're authentic, your authentic voice, your authentic way of being is soul food. When you come out from hiding, that's why just being part of a community, showing up daily, in the middle of your life, in the middle of the heartache, in the middle of the joy, just being seen and seeing people coming together. It's really at the heart of our practice. Straighten your legs, stretch your arms to the back of the room. And you'll begin to see yourself coming out of the concern for looking good or the concern for not looking bad, the more integrated you become in your body. Not just physically, but heartfully. Mindful, body, mind. Pull your knees into your body. You know, I've been studying and working and contemplating that concept a lot over the past year. Not just mindfulness, but heartfulness. What is heartfulness? What is heartfulness? What?
Tell us.
No. Oh, you want to know, huh? Dead bug. No dead bug. Do you want to know the answer to what is heartfulness? There is no answer. It's just inquiry. In fact, make a commitment to not arrive at an answer. What is heartfulness? You know, mindfulness. What is mindfulness? Let go of your feet. And pull your knees in your body. Did you just have a moment of joy?
Yes.
Me too. Grab underneath your thighs. Rock and roll, head to heels, 3 or 4 times. After the 3rd or 4th time, if you want to add a couple rolls, go ahead. Otherwise, vinyasa through, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. Okay, be intentional, creating the physical foundation of the pose. And being up to something bigger than yourself, meaning that when you want to come out of the pose, there's this stick-to-itiveness, this quality that allows you to stay with your highest intention. Flex your upper foot. The whole practice, 90 minutes, 75 minutes, 60 minutes, for however long we practice, our intention is just to stay with, to be with the in-breath, the out-breath. And our main practice is just to keep the eyes steady and clear. Whether your eyes are open or closed, the eyeballs are still, and there is a witnessing, a looking through the eyes, if your eyes are open. And if your eyes aren't open, you can start training looking in by just looking at the back of your eyelids or the center of your forehead, the back of your forehead from inside. Train your brain so you can become mindful of the body. You have the bridge of your breath that moves mind from in between your ears into the limbs, into the extremities, throughout the bones, the blood. No tension in your neck or your jaw. About 10 more counts. If you forget to breathe, and you'll forget, you'll get sidetracked, just remember. Be vigilant and know that you forget a lot. You could forget twice every 5 seconds. Then you'd have to resume your breathing practice twice every 5 seconds. That's okay. Those gaps where you forget shorten the more you remember. And it's that pervasive that with everybody, we forget a lot, a lot. It's not personal. We all forget it. Even after 15 years of practicing every day, you'll still forget to breathe. Take a big breath in. Empty it out. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side. Tell you, one of the most powerful things you can do is just show up to your mat. It's not a knowledge-based practice. You accrue self-knowledge, not knowledge of yoga practice. I guess you could accrue knowledge of yoga practice, but it would be self-knowledge. It's no one else's knowledge that brings you into your body. It's your own personal experience. You're working with principles, universal principles, and discovering your body, rediscovering your body. You lived in your body for a few years. And then at some point, you shifted to living in your head. And you lost touch with your power, with your ability to create and recreate yourself. Recreate yourself as an embodied being, a being that lives in the body, that's in touch with reality, that looks through their eyes and sees the physical world as it is, gets in touch with naked reality. They see their reality. They see their reality, how they think things are, and then they show up to the mat, and then they study how things are. And a lot of the times we begin to see things aren't the way we thought they were. And it softens our heart. It humbles us. And it makes us listen more and look more and hold back our judgment. Or if we do judge, we begin to feel the weight of judging, how that just creates luggage in our life and heaviness. We begin to pay attention to what's coming out of our mouth, what's going into our mouth, the energies we subject ourselves to, the people we allow in our lives, what we say yes to. About 10 more counts. Flex your upper foot. This being in your experience, the deep relatedness. And we're all made of earth, water, fire, air. We all are unique space. And in that space, there's experiences that make us unique individuals, feelings. A few more counts. Man, when you sit long enough and you pay attention, all that space clears. And you're looking out through a clear lens. You start to feel truth in your body. You start getting pulled back to your mat. You start inquiring about meditation, about healthy eating. Take a big breath in. Empty out. Double pigeon. It's in your bets. Ground your sitting bones in your mat. Have the experience of being grounded in every pose. Always start with what's touching the floor and be conscious. Super conscious of the way you connect to the earth. This is the beginning of you connecting to your highest intention. Start in the physical realm first. See if you can be really intentional about creating your foundation, your relationship with life, your relationship with Mother Earth. It's a good place to begin. Relationship with your body, relationship with the people close to your life, close in your life. My mom just got a new iPhone. She went from an iPhone 6 to an iPhone 8, and she called me this morning. And I bought her a little Bose sound wave system. And she called me. She goes, "Brandon, I can't figure out how to link up my Bose to my new iPhone." So I said, "Ma, go to settings." And she's like, "Where's settings?" And I'm like, "Ma." And then she finds settings, and I say, "Do you see the Bluetooth thing?" She says, "No, I can't see the Bluetooth thing." "Oh, no, I see it now, I see it now." And it went on like this. I go, "How do you see the other devices?" "Now I'm starting." She goes, "Brandon, don't get mad at me." And I'm like, and I'm staying calm. And in the back, I'm like, geez, these baby boomers with technology. That's like, you know. And then I witnessed myself, and I was like, "No, you'll figure it out. Might just play with it. Play with it." And, you know, it was interesting because it's like I disrupted this righteousness that I had with my mom. And I, right then and there, I just put in more heart. I was like, "Oh, this must be really aggravating for my mom. She must feel old." And then she said something that broke my heart. She goes, "What do you want me to do? I'm stupid." And I was like, "Oh, Jesus. Defy the lie, huh?" I was like, "Ma, you should really come to my yoga class." Take a breath in. Empty out. Sit up. Switch sides. You You know, it's amazing. People really do believe these things that they say about themselves. You know, and we believe the things that we tell ourselves. And that's why it's really important to meditate. So you can clear your space. And you can practice not being attached to your thoughts. Creating space. I mean, this is what we're doing in the physical body, is we're literally creating space. So we're not confined to a certain way of moving. We're not confined to a certain way of being and reactivity. There's some space to back off a little bit and get in a bigger view. Flex your feet. Pull the air in. Disrupt, disrupt. What's happening in between your ears? And know that there's always something happening in between your ears. Until you look there and you keep your attention there. And just like the rays of the sun burning away the mist of the cloud, or the your attention burns away any mental mist. You're not going to stop thoughts, but thoughts will stop moving into that field. You got to be in that space, though. You got to fill that space. Take a breath in. Empty out. Sit up. Extend your legs out in front of you. Seated forward bend. You can begin with your knees bent. You can grab your ankles. You can grab your shins. You can put a block at the bottoms of your feet. I thought that was an ant. Oh, my God. 43-year-old eyes right there. Lengthen your spine. And bow forward. Let the tension in your neck dissolve. Let the tension in your jaw dissolve. Tension around your lips, around the brow. And create some more tension in your legs. Press the back of your thigh bones into your mat. You okay? Take a breath in, empty it out, sit up, inverted tabletop, spread out your fingers, ground your feet in your mat, and lift your hips off the floor. A beautiful addition to the back bends to create more space around the region of the heart. The heart is a tough, layered muscle. It's the toughest muscle in your body. And it can become calloused and rigid. And then the fascia and all the space around the heart can become filled with just dense, stuck energy. Ground your feet in your mat. Press the floor. Pull your belly to your spine. Three. More air into the heart region. Two. Good. Come down. Move your bum to the front of your mat and lay on your back. Put a block under your bum and send your legs up to the ceiling. Look through the two windows, your two eyes. Just look through them. And gaze at your feet, your legs. Bring your legs to the center line and firm up your legs. Separate your heels a little bit. Take the baby toe edge of each foot down towards the mat. You can flex your feet and point your feet at the same time. Just be conscious of the baby toe edges. Anytime you bring your eyes or your attention to a body part or anything in the world, you energize that part of your body or that which you put your eyes on. Your attention, let me say your attention. And power centers your feet, your hands, all leading us to the heart space. Our ability to just relax in our bodies and to look out into the world through clear eyes. And you really look through clear eyes with no content. And you'll begin to feel your heart wake up. Like literally, you'll actually literally feel this energy at the in the center of the chest. And it moves us. You're literally generating inspiration just by looking at nature. You can bring your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor behind you. You begin to see people just like you. Like, oh, it's just like me. They've experienced loss and pain. They want joy, abundance, happiness. If I can relate to myself and really live in my body and make peace with myself and nurture myself, then I can actually give that away. And this is my highest intention as a human being. Like, you know, the prayer of St. Francis, to console rather than be consoled, to understand rather than be understood. Like that. You can, if your knees aren't by your ears, you can take them there. We'll just hold it for another 10 seconds or so. One of the great offerings of a community or just being in a class, like being in a crowd, you kind of forget yourself a little bit. Okay, take your blocks out of the way. Bring your bum to your mat and pull your knees in your body. Flex your feet. Always conscious of your feet. Straighten your left leg down on your mat. Take your right knee to the left side of your body. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. And a relatedness to Mother Earth, not as a concept, not by studying books and stuff and developing knowledge about the Earth, but in having making direct contact with the Earth, with the back of our body, with the front of our body, the sides of our body, the top of our head, our face. Come back to the center. Pull your knees in your body. Straighten your right leg down on your mat. Supine twist to the left. Very powerful space in our practice, you know, Shavasana, practicing corpse pose. Come back to center, pull your knees in your body, flex your feet, bring the bottoms of your feet together, drop your knees out to the side, close your eyes. Like a butterfly, drop your knees to the side, just let your feet on the floor. If you want to straighten your legs and let your feet flop out, you can do that. You can put one hand over your heart center, one hand over your belly, and let your elbows drop to your mat, or both hands on your belly. Whatever mudra you want. But have the arms below the level of your heart. And every day the warrior remembers death. So they can live brighter. They can remember the benediction of having a healthy body and having today. Today. And to live today fully, be here right now. It's just a moment to moment practice of being here now. Moment by moment. Take a huge breath in. Open your mouth. And be still. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right side. Curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed. And sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. And sit up straight. You're full of mind, listening, and full of heart, generous in your offering. Three ohms. To your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say namaste, peace, and love. Good work. Nice work. Good job. Nice job. Good work. Beautiful. Oh, enjoy. I think they call this a top 10 day of the year, so enjoy it. Your body's ready. Go get some water, get some salt in your body, maybe get some fruit, and be kind. Spiritual vitamin, kindness. Remember that, okay? I'll see you soon. Don't slip when you're coming up here, and put your blocks away neatly. You know the drill. I'll let you get to it. Take care. You're welcome.